Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 52. There's a genre of psalms, usually Davidic, in which the title gives us the exact context to which the psalm was penned. The title of the psalm gives us much information about his message he wants to impart. Doeg the Edomite reported to King Shaul that David was helped by Ahimelech and the priests of Nob, which led Shaul to murder them all. The message of the psalm is to be very careful with your words. Even if your intentions are not harmful, and indeed your words are truthful, they might be construed as such and lead to terrible results. L'menatzech maskil David bevo doeg ha'adomi v'yaged l'sha'ul v'yomer lo ba David el beit achimelech. To the chief musician, a maskil of David, when Doeg the Edomite came and told Shaul and said to him, David has come to the house of Achimelech. Doeg was a confidant of Shaul and perhaps was considered a hero, having helped Shaul one step closer to David, and as such, considered himself righteous, even if it meant killing priests. The psalmist rebukes his false sense of righteousness and his slippery tongue. Mati talal bera'a ha'gibor chesed el kol hayom. Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The love of God lasts for all time. Your tongue devises mischiefs like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Ahavta ra mitov, sheker midaber tzedek sela. Ahavta kol divrei bala lashon nirma. Gam el yitatzcha lanetzach yachtecha v'yischecha me'ol v'sharshecha me'eretz chayim sela. You love evil more than good, and lying rather than speaking righteousness, Selah. You love all devouring words, O you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and root you out of the land of the living, Selah. The psalm never definitively indicts the personality of Doeg. It uses that situation as a jumping-off point to rebuke those people who think they are righteous or heroic, but in reality are causing evil directly or indirectly. The section uses many words relating to the perils of abusing one's words, mischievous tongue, deceitfully working, cunning like a razor, lying, devouring words, deceiving tongue. A strange formulation, bira'ah ha'gibor, is in the evil of the hero. Commentators debate this phrase. Rashi quotes the Midrash that Doeg was indeed righteous and heroic in the study of Torah, and yet failed miserably in the ethical plane. Ibn Ezra rejects this and understands the phrase to mean a hero of evil. Radak understood that Doeg was a hero in the army of Shaul, and yet wicked in the sense that he boasted about his exploits. With regard to him loving evil more than good and lying more than truth, Radak understands that Doeg did in fact lie when he said that Ahimelech knew that David was running away, when in fact the text did not say that explicitly. The verse speaks of the retribution he will receive. He'll be plucked out by God, killed, just like he participated in the murder of all the priests of Nob. Doeg will suffer extinction such that his name will no longer exist, uprooted from the land of life. The second half of the psalm focuses on the reaction of the righteous to the ultimate demise of the evil person. They will rejoice at God's divine retribution. V'yiru tzadikim v'yirau v'alav yishaku hine agever lo yasim ahalim Elohim ma'uzo v'yivtach berov ashro ya'oz b'havoto v'ani kezayit ranan devet Elohim batachti v'chesed Elohim olam v'ed odcha l'olam ki asita v'akave shimcha ki tov neged chasidecha. And the righteous shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Behold, this is a man who did not make good in his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the love of God forever and ever. I will give thanks forever because you have done it. And I will wait on your name, for it is good before your pious ones. The psalm transitions from collective righteous to the psalmist himself, who too trusts in God and will see the salvation, to a more personal voice with verse 10, Va'ani, but I, in which he contrasts the evil who will ultimately wither away with himself, who will be planted like a Zayit Ranan, a fresh, strong olive tree, trusting in God forever. What gives him the confidence to say that he will last forever is that he plants himself in the Beit Elohim, the house of God. the source of stability and longevity. The concluding verse is a bit cryptic. I will acknowledge you forever for what you have done, and I will wait on your name for good in the presence of your righteous. Rashi changes the tense, saying that I will always acknowledge you for what you will do for me. Ibn Ezra explains that the first half is regarding the judgment of Andoeg, and the second half applies that same feeling to the psalmist whenever he should encounter similar issues. Sforno, however, suggests that the thanking of God goes on the verse about planting himself like a fresh tree in the house of God. Either way, the psalmist, having experienced the plight of the priests of Nov and Doeg, or having learned the history, lashes out at Doeg and all Doegs who use their smooth talking to cause harm to innocent people.